Lecture 6.
Vortrag 6.
The miracle of the egg.
Das Wunder des Ei.
If all is, why try to upgrade it? That's a good question, huh?
Einfach ist, warum versuchen es zu verbessern? Das ist eine gute Frage, nicht?
I see the saint has created himself a lounging pad over there.
Ich sehe, dass der Saint sich da einen Liegestuhl geschaffen hat.
He's got everything pretty well going for himself. He just needs to have a refrigerator there and an air conditioner and a few other little goodies and maybe a pinball machine or what do you call it, a joystick. Why not? Beautiful. If all is, why try to upgrade it?
Wenn alles einfach ist, warum versuchen es zu verbessern?
It is true that all is, and that is just why I consider the allness I am.
Es ist wahr, dass alles einfach ist, und es ist genau der Grund, warum ich das Allsein, das ich bin, in Betracht ziehe.
True, all is, and that is just why I consider the allness I am.
Es ist wahr, alles ist, und das ist genau der Grund, warum ich das Allsein, das ich bin, in Betracht ziehe.
All is.
Alles ist.
That's a capital is.
Das ist großgeschrieben.
That's like having the individual clicks on a motion picture film.
Das ist wie die einzelnen Bilder in einem Film.
Each little stop. You move your hand like this, like this, like this, like this, like this. Each is a step, but perhaps 100 steps or 1,000 steps.
Jede kleine Bewegung ist ein Schritt, und ein Bild sind vielleicht 100 solcher Schritte.
Now if it is like this, a step, moving, step, 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 moving about 8 or 10 inches for each step.
Wenn jeder Schritt sich ein paar Zentimeter bewegt,
it's very jagged as a motion picture. Gregor, what hurts? What hurts, H-E-R-T-Z, is it? The megahertz of the movement of the screen causes it to flicker and causes it to be noticeable. So when you have your screen on your TV or on your computer flickering, it's because your megahertz is not harmonious with the movement of the material on your video, right? You have something significant to add? Yeah, when it's too low, the movements are jagged.
Can actually imagine when Walt Disney started doing this. When Walt Disney started doing his movies, every movement had to be a separate painting.
Ich kann mir vorstellen, als Walt Disney angefangen hat, hat er jede Bewegung als eine einzelne Zeichnung gemacht.
Gregor points out that when Walt Disney first started out, every movement, every little tiny movement had to be a separate picture. But what he didn't point out was that even before Walt Disney, they had pictures. And they would flip them in your hand, for instance. You go flip, 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 and you'd see the person moving up and down and dancing or something. All right, Gregor, without giving a further thought, how many megahertz is it when it goes flip, 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 flip in your fingers? Very few. What hertz, right? What is the normal movement of megahertz in a computer or on a TV? 70 or 80. All right. And what have I set mine to now? 85, right.
It wasn't 60 before and it was still flickering.
Yeah, see, at 60, it was making my eyes go, you know, back and forth because it was not harmonious. Now, what does that tell you? Your eyes harmoniously synchronize with 85 hertz, for instance, or 60 to 85 hertz. Or more. Now, Greg just made a comment. He said, or more. What happens when it's more? You don't do it. You don't see it. You see, it's such an overkill. It's just flowing, moving, and you can follow the jet as it's taking off, and you just soar with it. But if it's at a slow megahertz, it goes do 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 like the plane's just working its way. Maybe it's going to make it. But if you see it at 75 to 125 megahertz, it goes shoom, like it does. What is an is? Is an is part of a motion picture? We make it part of a motion picture. But what did Richard Bach in Illusions say in the Sundance Kid? He said we can change the motion picture in any way we want, put the beginning at the end, press the button, we put the beginning at the end, we put anything else the way we want it, and what do? We can start it any way we like. And we can leave out things. Now, how would this fit you, Gertrude? You're looking over your motion picture of your life. It's still going on. And you see the whole thing. And you see your death. And you see unhappy experiences. And you say, I don't think that's necessary. And you cut it out. Can you do that?
Can you?
You can do anything you want to do. I would think that Gertrude would get a cutting room in her house where she could go over the film now and then and check it over to see if there's any parts of it that she doesn't, that don't appeal to her. Now, she can put them away. She doesn't have to throw them away. She can put them away. She might get excited about them later. Remember Eduardo and Silva Bachmann? Eduardo Bernaschini? Well, that was their work on Swiss television. They worked in the cutting studios and also on the production line of making the film for Swiss studios. And Silva would often say, we take the film, we take the audio, the video, and we use maybe about a third of it and the rest of it's on the floor. Can we do that with our lives? Can we cut out certain is's that are not desirable for us? Now, I know that all of you mentally are thinking with the scissors. Now, some of us are very definite in this. I'm sort of lackadaisical. Unwichtig. Excuse me?
I don't think we cut out. We put a new cast and concentrate on what you want to see.
You're jumping ahead of my story. We I say to people, at Christmas time, you buy early, and that's how you pronounce my name.
Ich sage, an Weihnachten kaufst du früh ein, und das ist...
Am I really hung up on that? No. If I were hung up on that, I would pronounce buy early. At Christmas time, you buy early for everybody in print, you know. And I'd have that printed on everybody's forehead so that then when they'd see me, they'd be buying early, you know. Now, that's clipping the film, isn't it? Or is it putting an addendum on the film? Is it putting an additional thing on the film to tell you to do things in a certain way? Is that sort of the studio marks that they're making to tell you where to cut and where to do whatever?
Oder ist es so etwas wie etwas anhängend zum Film?
No. Think of our friend here.
Denk an unseren Freund hier.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Und was ist dein Name, ma'am?
You.
Sapphire.
Sapphire. Now, how do you pronounce sapphire?
Wie sprichst du sapphire aus?
You pronounce it sapphire or sapphire.
Sapphire.
Then don't go around being a bitch. Go around being honest with yourself. How do you pronounce your name?
Sapphire.
Huh?
Sapphire.
Sapphire. With a very low SF and a very good fire. Sapphire. It is not sapphire. It is not anything that sapphire means. It is a totally different word. And so if you don't say it right, nobody's going to say it right. And so, you are rewriting the script of how people would normally say such a word. And you are creating a new word, and a new world, and a new person. And you're not doing it with the scissors. You are doing it with an inclusion which, by its nature, excludes. Now we get to Mr. Gregor, where you put a new cause in motion. I had to play the game a little bit here before we got to the law, but basically that's it. Now, did you ever hear of such a silly name as Gerd? G-E-R-D. What does Gerd mean? Does it mean a slave, a person who is limited? Does it mean a person who never gets what they want out of life? Does it mean a very sad, sad being? Or does it mean God manifest? Does it mean the fullness of light revealed? Does it mean independently wealthy? Does it mean living in its perfect, eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind and body? What, sir, does it mean? I mean, you give it the meaning.
Du gibst ihm die Bedeutung.
What does it mean?
Was bedeutet es für dich?
You can say everything I said, that's okay too.
Du kannst alles sagen, was ich sagte.
Gerd is God.
Gerd is God. That's kind of all-inclusive, isn't it?
Das ist alles einschließend.
Now, when did that take place? In the beginning or just now?
Just now.
Just now. Super! Putting a new cause in motion. Putting a whole new direction in motion for life. Sapphire put a whole new direction in life too. What does John do? John Charles Dainty.
John Charles Dainty.
And then he likes to play with the JC, you know. He loves his names. He uses his names with, like a painter, you know, painting them on a glorious canvas, and you say, wow, that's John Charles Dainty. My goodness sakes. I am honored to meet him. Yes. When you do that, miracles happen. What do we think of when we think of Ingeborg? We think of Miss Dynamite, who goes out to accomplish anything she wants, and no matter how difficult it may be, it falls away and is nothing. And you know another thing we're going to have to deal with you, Ingeborg? We're going to have to deal with you for another couple hundred years.
Huh?
I accept. Right, well that's great. But you see, why not? Put this cause in motion. Now, Ilse didn't choose to go on any further. She did her thing, and then she said, hey, I think that's enough. I'm going to another dimension and have other experiences. And she went. She didn't even tell us she was going. She just died in her bed, you know. And a couple of months we've been trying to call her and couldn't get through, but finally Ellen got through and the lady says, oh, she's been cremated a month ago. Great. But now, she could have lived hundreds of years too. But she had an anger in her that she never faced. It came back all the way from her childhood. And it was a cloud over her life. And you know what that anger was? She didn't feel that she was as good as everybody else. What a stupid thing to think, huh? She was brilliant. She was talented. She was charming. And she was a jerk. She was not a pleasant person to be around sometimes. Because she didn't like herself. Whenever she liked herself, she would speak kindly of herself and everybody else, and that was most of the time. Now, listen carefully to what I'm saying. A person who does not like themselves is always depreciating others. They want to put others on the level that they think they're on. Now, they don't do it very often, but they do it powerfully when they do it. Whenever a person puts another person down, it's just an indication they don't like themselves. And this took place in her childhood, when she had a very sad experience several times. And so she never felt really worthy. And I worked with her over the years on these things, and marvelous things happened to her, but not quite enough. Or maybe it was enough. And she went on to do her own thing. Now look at yourselves. How do you consider your is? Do you consider your is as a noble, beautiful, fabulous thing? Sometimes we are outgoing just to show that we're not ingoing, that we're not, what's the terms for that? Extrovert or introvert, right. Because if you see an introvert, they're usually an extrovert. And if you see an extrovert, they're usually an introvert. Because they're overkilling on the thing that they're concerned about. The greatest, most outstanding actors and actresses are the ones who were introvertish as children. They lived inside of themselves. And they built up their little fortress of people and friends and adventures and so forth, so that when it came time to acting, they were ready. An extrovert has a tendency to be a realist. And you find it very difficult to have fantasy. And fantasy is what makes the world. Could you imagine the divine cause that you and I are creating the universe at its outset or at the beginning of at any of its unfoldments, not having imagination? We'd create nothing. We'd create emptiness. We'd create emptiness because we have no imagination, we have no fantasy, we have no dreaming, no imagination, fantasy, and dreaming, they're all the same. We have no desire to think of something that couldn't be. And what happens when you come up with a fantasy? Put your feet on the ground. You're not very stable. If it hadn't been for Jules Verne, and the fantasy he wrote about, where would we be? We'd have to dream through other people. And Jesus, he says, heal. 2,000 years ago. Long before Jules Verne did his thing. And we're still not doing it. Heal. Like you say to the dog, you know, heal, stay by my left heel. But what does heal mean? To return to our original purity and integrity, that's true. But we don't think we can do it. The healers who go around promoting themselves as healers say, I can heal other people, but I can't heal myself or my family. Because I am using a sacred calling for personal things. I'm using a sacred gift for personal uses. You see, when you have that attitude, that means you don't think you have any value. When you earn money, what's the first thing you do? Anybody want to answer it? What do you do with the money? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
To give it to someone.
No. You spend it on yourself. You spend it on yourself. That's the first thing you do. You buy a new suit, or you buy a new car, you buy a new house, buy a new wife or husband or something, you know? And you do buy a wife or husband, you know that? Isn't that true? You court them. You court the wife and you take her presents and you take her diamonds and furs and things like that, trying to get her to be excited about you. Like a peacock, you know. And the woman does the same thing. She goes out and buys the prettiest dresses, the prettiest lipstick, the prettiest powders and perfumes to attract that man. Why does a person wear clothes? For other people. You don't wear clothes for yourself. Let's see, I'm going to the market so I can wear my jeans and a blouse, or I'm going to the theater, so I must wear a cocktail dress, or I must wear something suitable. I'm going here, I'm there, I'm going shopping. It used to be, when you say you're going shopping, you wouldn't wear your good clothes because you want the merchants to think you're poor. But we're not living in Mexico where you barter. The price is written right on the thing. While an is all, it expresses the archetypal format. You see, we're talking in everything we've said this morning about the is. You want to marry someone, so you make yourself attractive to them. You want to get married, so you make yourself attractive to someone who wants you to do it. Press the button immediately. I've been listening to some of these tapes back, and the telephone is ringing, you know, and it's ringing and ringing and ringing, and it's just very blaring through there. It's an is that is not very pleasant. Let's cut it out, right? That's right. Get the... What's the name? Eduardo, to do the editing of it. Yeah. But really, here we are giving a seminar. We're giving it on campus. And I told Ellen the campus has to keep running while we're giving it. So, really, Ellen should be sort of sitting in the other room listening to us, but not here. Now, what if we were in Switzerland or in Ghana, Guyana, or any of these places? And Ellen's cellular phone would ring. Do you think she'd answer it? She'd have it shut off if I were there. Now, we're leaving the phone on. So the minute you hear it, you press the button. Quietly you say, a minute please. And moment. And then you go and answer it. But it's amazing how distracting the dogs and the sound of the telephone can be. Why is it in the school of the master we didn't have the phone? 3 months. We weren't perfect about it, but we were pretty good. All right, let's use this as an illustration. It's an is. I use my imagination and expand my concepts. But let's use this as an is. Rosalie is a brain surgeon.
Rosalie ist ein Gehirnchirurg.
Okay. See, she's playing the game. Good. Okay. Rosalie is a brain surgeon. And Rosalie loves to play tennis and golf and be surrounded by friends and party.
Und Rosalie spielt gern Tennis und Golf und hat viele Freunde um sich herum.
She never wants to miss a party. She thinks they're great. So Rosalie is in the operating theater, operating on the brain of some person.
Und so Rosalie ist im Operationssaal und arbeitet an einem Gehirn.
And his and her cellular phone rings in her pocket.
Ihr Handy läutet in ihrer Tasche.
And so she tells her assistant, answer it.
Und sie sagt ihrem Assistenten, beantworte.
And the assistant says, it's your golf partner. He wants to know what score you got yesterday. Now, taking that in consideration with your handicap, how does that compare to your overall score less the reductions of the other things? And here you are with your magnifying glasses on and your stethoscope working here, and you're working inside this brain, and you're putting together the finite little capillaries in there that are so precious to the operation of that brain.
Und hier bist du mit deinem Vergrößerungsglas und arbeitest an diesen kleinen Teilchen im Gehirn.
And you say it was 95 less 42 divided by 38, and then it was 18, and then it was 21. A lot of numbers.
95
See, I give her a simple set of numbers, and it blows her mind. I give her some deep philosophical concept, and she's right at home.
Ich gebe ihr einfache Zahlen, und es verwirrt sie, und ich gebe ihr tiefe philosophische Konzepte, und sie fühlt sich richtig zu Hause.
You notice how she was able to explain that so clearly? Okay, well, Rosalie is operating. And it's very intensive. And her nurse relays the information. So she takes her mind off the operation for a moment. And she takes her finger, which is red with blood, and she marks it down a piece of paper here, X, Y, Z, and minus 2, 3, 4, you know.
And
then she goes back into the brain, finishing her work, refreshed by her slight diversion. Now, do you think that Rosalie would be a top brain surgeon very long if she allowed herself to have these distractions as she was doing her really good work?
Glaubst du, dass Rosalie auf diese Art und Weise für lange ein top Gehirnchirurg bleiben würde?
Not at all, that's for sure. Because our mind is not built for that sort of thing. Now, you and I would say for her to keep her mind on her brain surgeon work would be very good.
Wir würden sagen, sich auf ihre Gehirnchirurgie zu konzentrieren ist gut.
Now, what if she were operating on your daughter?
Was, wenn sie an deiner Tochter operieren würde?
And you were in the gallery watching the operation, your husband and the rest of the children. And every word spoken on the operating floor was heard in the gallery. What would you think emotionally if you heard that?
Was würdest du emotional denken, wenn du das hörtest?
You would think not very kindly of it.
Du würdest nicht sehr liebenswürdig davon denken.
And you would send daggers at her saying, get back to work, do what you're supposed to do.
Und du würdest Pfeile runterschießen, die sagen, geh zurück an deine Arbeit, geh zurück an deine Arbeit.
I use my imagination to expand my concepts.
Ich brauche meine Fantasie, meine Konzepte, meine Ideen zu erweitern.
If I were to take all of you up into a cave or out into the desert or away from civilization, away from telephones, away from distraction, miracles could happen for you.
Wenn ich euch wegnehmen würde von der Zivilisation, von Telefonen und so weiter, dann würden Wunder mit euch geschehen.
But you would mess it up.
Aber ihr würdet das,
you would make trouble with it. Because you would tell everybody that you're going to the desert to pray for a week. You're going off to this noble, to this wonderful thing, this sacred, wonderful experience. Oh.
Und ihr würdet das tun, indem ihr sagtet, dass ihr würdet es allen erzählen, dass ihr an einem geheiligten Ort an diese geheiligte Sache tun werdet.
And your family and your friends who know what you're really like.
Und deine Familie und deine Freunde, die wissen, was du wirklich gern hast.
They would say, oh, sure, sure.
Sagen, oh, sicher, sicher.
They'll probably stop at the first discotheque on the way up there and dance their way away. It doesn't have to be something bad.
Es muss nicht etwas, Schlechtes sein.
Or, I know you.
Ich kenn dich.
At mealtime, you'd find the most beautiful, charming restaurant in the neighborhood, and you'd go there.
Wenn es Zeit ist zum Essen, würdest du das beste Restaurant in der Umgebung finden.
You wouldn't live on rice.
Du würdest nicht vom Reis leben wollen.
We have the fat farm down here in Mexico, yeah. And the Golden Door fat farm.
Ja, wir haben da die Fat Farm. The Golden Tür in Mexico.
And right next to the fat farm is always a very exclusive restaurant.
Genau neben diesem Fastenkurort gibt es immer ein ausgezeichnetes Restaurant.
Because the people cheat.
Weil die Leute bescheißen.
They're on their special diet in the fat farm and they don't stay on it.
Die sind an auf ihrer speziellen Diät im Kurort.
And they go back year after year for the same program and cheat.
Jahr für Jahr zurück und tun dasselbe.
You see, when you have your imagination in order,
wenn du deine Fantasie in Ordnung hast,
you can have miracles happening.
Kannst du Wunder haben.
We saw that at the breakfast table this morning. John takes the Bible out and starts reading from it.
John nimmt die Bibel und fängt an daraus zu lesen.
Where did anyone find an imagination like that?
Wo hat irgendjemand eine Fantasie wie diese?
Beautiful. I must confess. Beautiful.
Sehr schön.
But where did he find it?
Wo hat das gefunden?
You see, John is experiencing the ability to, in the busy streets, in the busy throng, to come up with his imagination, to live in his dreaming.
So John erfährt seine Möglichkeit, mitten in der Geschäftigkeit diese Ideen zu finden.
Can you do that?
Könnt ihr das tun?
I think that John could go to a retreat.
Ich denke, dass John in ein Retreat gehen könnte.
Right next to a discotheque. And not hear the music.
Und die Musik nicht hörte.
It takes a special training.
Es braucht ein spezielles Training für das.
It takes a special training.
Es braucht ein spezielles Training.
It takes a very special training.
Ein sehr spezielles Training.
And you know what that training is?
Und weißt du, was das Training ist?
To believe that the things you choose to do are important. When you believe the things you choose to do are important, you can accomplish anything. When you don't believe the things you're doing are important, you can be distracted by everything. Why do most of the people who go to La Puerta or the Golden Door or the fat farms, why do they go there? Because it's the thing to do. Do you think that any fat farm could work on a person to make it worth $7,000 to $15,000 a week for that activity?
Glaubst du, dass so eine Fettfarm an hier arbeiten könnte, die so dass es
5,000
oder mehr Dollars wert hat?
Not really. But those who have the money,
aber diejenigen, die das Geld haben,
feel if they spend the money,
fühlen, dass sie das Geld ausgeben,
maybe the gift will rub off on them.
Wenn sie das Geld ausgeben, dann wird das auf sie zurückkommen.
But it won't. Now, why won't it? Why won't it? Because they haven't learned how to be disciplined. They haven't learned how to use their imagination. Do you think that these wealthy people spending these large amounts of money for the short period of time expect something to happen? All of them are just using it as an excuse to get away from the house or get away from their husband or just to have a break. If they really wanted a retreat, they would go to a retreat. If you really want to walk your spiritual path, I can be speaking to you, and you can be listening to me, and the vacuum cleaner can be working, the dogs can be barking, people can be walking around, shouting, the television can be on, dinner can be on the table, come on and eat, come on and eat, and you and I don't hear it. When it's really important. We can talk about whatever it is that's important to you, and miracles can happen for you. I remember experiences that I've had with people on the train, on the streetcar, on the bus, on the corner, sometimes 2 minutes.
In der Straßenbahn oder an einer Straßenkreuzung.
And
2 Minuten vielleicht.
Miracles happened.
Und Wunder sind geschehen.
Miracles happened.
Und Wunder sind geschehen.
Now, did I make the miracle happen?
Hab ich diese Wunder bewirkt?
Or did I just reach in and show them that the miracle was there? Each of us, we can go through this experience. Each of us can be aware of this experience. Each of us can open the door. Are we ready for it? Are we ready? How many of you walk between here and the monastery every chance you get? If you do, you get a great blessing.
Wenn du das tust,
I walk up and down that path 3 times a day or more.
Ich gehe rauf und runter dreimal am Tag.
And I bless that path.
Und ich segne diesen Weg.
And I bless every person who walks upon that path, experiencing wholeness and perfection, experiencing magnificence.
Und ich segne jede Person, die diesen Pfad geht, und sehe sie, wie sie Gesundheit, Ganzheit und Vollkommenheit erfahren.
It's not a matter of how fast you walk or how tough you walk.
Es spielt keine Rolle, wie schnell oder wie stark du gehst.
If you couldn't walk, I'd say use your vehicle on the path.
Wenn du nicht gehen könntest, würde ich sagen, brauche dein Fahrzeug auf dem Pfad.
Is there anyone here who cannot walk?
Gibt es irgendjemand hier, der nicht gehen kann?
I think the only one here is a saint. He's got the wheels welded onto his feet there. But seriously, we want to have miracles happen in our life. We want to have this magnificent thing. If all is, why try to upgrade it? To upgrade merely means to explore the possibilities.
Zu verbessern heißt nur, dass wir die Möglichkeiten erforschen.
We were thinking of buying XP for our computers, and we asked several responsible people whether we should do it.
Wir haben daran gedacht, Windows XP für unsere Computer zu kaufen.
That's the upgrade from...
Go ahead. Ja, wir haben verschiedene Leute Rat gefragt.
And most of them said, don't do it.
Und die meisten haben gesagt,
it has the kinks in it yet.
Es hat immer noch Fehler drin.
The sooner you transfer to what you're going to have and then use it, the sooner you learn it.
Je schneller du zu das, was du in Betracht ziehst, tust, umso schneller lernst du es.
Now, you transfer to XP. You install XP on your computer.
Installierst XP auf deinem Computer.
And when you install XP on your computer,
wenn du XP auf deinem Computer installierst,
you learn it.
Dann lernst du es.
You learn it.
Dann lernst du es.
You learn it.
Dann lernst du es.
It's a snap. But what about all the glitches?
Und was, und die Fehler?
Do you know that 90% of the beta programs for XP, people found no errors in them?
90%. 90% der Beta-Programme, die die Leute ausprobiert haben, keine Fehler haben.
Why did they find no errors?
Warum haben die keine Fehler gefunden?
They weren't looking for them.
Sie suchten nicht danach.
The 10% were looking for them and they found them.
Die 10% haben danach gesucht und die haben es gefunden.
Now, what is this organization all about?
Was ist diese Organisation? Worum geht es dabei?
Putting causes in motion for our perfection.
Ursachen in Bewegung setzen, für unsere Vollkommenheit.
And if we say that it's going to break down, if we have it, it'll break down.
Und wenn wir sagen, dass es,
if it's going to malfunction, if it's going
wenn
to crash,
sagen, es abstürzt, dann wird es abstürzen.
You're welcome to help anytime, Greg, or anybody else, or Gerd.
German computer language.
Well, you know, I'm going to make this offering right now. The computer is an English object.
The computer is ein englisches Objekt.
And the only country in the world which objects to the English object is France. And every other country in the world uses the computer terms in English. And they follow it. And they have no trouble. So I suggest that anytime we refer to the computers, we just refer to it in English.
Okay. Und ich schlage vor, dass wenn immer wir vom Computer sprechen, dass wir den englischen Ausdruck brauchen.
Is that correct, Rosalie?
Ist das
richtig? Ja. Hat du nicht verstanden, was wir sagen?
Hast du nicht verstanden, was wir gesagt haben? Hast du verstanden, was wir gesagt haben?
I think she was off in another dream world.
I think that you said that the French used the French to for the computer. She said that's what she understood, that the French use French to describe the computer.
Mm-hmm. That's a couple of paragraphs back. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Bei mir haben gesagt, wir haben gesagt, dass wenn immer wir jetzt von einem Computer sprechen, dass wir die englischen Ausdrücke brauchen.
Now, it's to our disadvantage, Rosalie,
es ist zu unserem Nachteil,
for Sylvia to translate for you,
für dich zu übersetzen,
for Sylvia to translate literally for you.
Für dich wortwörtlich zu übersetzen.
If Sylvia translate in concepts and in icons, it's much easier to understand.
Wenn Silvia für dich in Ideen und Konzepten übersetzt, ist das viel einfacher.
You see, when Sylvia looks for a word,
denn wenn Silvia für nach einem Wort,
the whole lecture becomes a nothing.
Der Vortrag bekommt ein Nichts.
But when she's looking for a word, but when she just flows with the concept and shares it with you, then you understand it and she understands it, and the lecture flows along.
Wenn sie mit dem Konzept fließt, dann ist das vorteilhaft für den Vortrag und alles fließt.
Now we're not going to change the program here.
Wir werden das Programm nicht ändern.
We're merely encouraging Sylvia to think more rapidly, to be more alert of the total project we're presenting, rather than to be so persnickety with the particular words that are being used.
Wir ermutigen Silvia nur, dass sie
you're going to flow with the concepts.
Dass sie mehr in den Konzepten, dass sie mit den Konzepten ist,
ja. You see, you're too literal.
Ich bin zu wortwörtlich.
You want to be imaginative, fantasy. Can you handle it? Are you a fantasy?
Bin ich fantasievoll? Ja.
Well, then stay with it.
Dann bleib dabei.
Okay. Do you understand why I'm saying this?
Verstehst du, warum ich das sage?
Yes.
It's a lesson for each one of us, not just for Rosalie, but for each one of us. And it's good. But we want to be very careful that, as the saying is, you throw the baby out with the bathwater, that we don't throw out the knowledge that we're sharing and the wisdom we're sharing just because we want to make it more universally applicable. Now, what I've just done with you was to explore the possibilities.
Was ich jetzt mit euch getan habe, ist die Möglichkeiten zu erforschen.
I've explored the possibilities of how these things work.
Die Möglichkeiten zu erforschen, wie diese Dinge funktionieren.
Now, how do they work?
Wie funktionieren sie?
How do these things work for all of us?
Wie funktionieren sie für alle von uns?
We have our topic here is, if all is, why try to upgrade it?
Wenn alles einfach ist, warum es zu verbessern?
If we were to put XP on our computers and say, perfect.
Wenn wir XP auf unsere Computer installieren würden und einfach sagen würden, vollkommen.
Would it be perfect?
Würde es vollkommen sein?
Yes.
If we were to go to our computers or to each other's computer and say, you're holding perfect.
Wenn wir zu jedem von unseren Computer gehen würden und sagen würden,
what would it be?
Was würde es sein?
Voll perfekt.
Why?
Because so I say.
Weil ich so sage.
Does it work?
Yes, funktioniert das?
All right. We should practice that.
Wir sollten das
We should practice that.
I have just an example.
Give your example.
Ich habe ein Beispiel.
I just went to the mailbox because they brought a registered express letter, and there was a new mailman, and he had such a machine like Federal Express, where you sign up, and he had to find out how to work it, and he couldn't find it out. He was sitting there and fumbling and fumbling, and then I said, "You now know it." And the moment I said it, he said, "Oh, finally I got it."
Coincidence, eh? Coincidence?
No, cause and effect.
All right. I was afraid maybe you were off on another track. Now, why did it take him so long?
Because I was looking through the mail and didn't even look at what he was doing. Finally, he had enough and he said, "Hey, I want to go to the seminar." I had to charge.
That's good. But sooner the better. Just remember, you're dreaming now. You're dreaming. You want to get your mind open. You want to be free. But you cannot be free if you're going to bind yourself to the everyday affairs. If you're going to bind yourself to the radio, the television, the telephone. If you're going to bind yourself to all those things. You cannot do that.
Erinnert euch daran, dass wir jetzt träumen und wir können uns nicht an die kleinen alltäglichen Sachen binden wie Fernsehen und Telefon und so weiter.
This past hour we have discussed the possibilities.
Diese vergangene Stunde haben wir die Möglichkeiten erforscht.
We have looked into some of the possibilities.
Wir haben uns einige der Möglichkeiten angeschaut.
And each one of you have come up with ideas in your own thought.
Und jeder von euch ist mit seinen eigenen Gedanken gekommen.
But are you ready?
Seid ihr bereit?
Are you ready to one pointedly enter into it?
Seid ihr bereit, zielgerichtet darin einzutreten?
Now, do you think that Anita can do that?
Denkt ihr, dass Anita das tun kann?
No response?
Yes!
Well, one out of 12, that's pretty good. Anita?
Yes?
When you wish, you can be so intense and so one-pointed, nothing can distract you. Now, just train that. Verstehe?
And
Rosalie, when you wish, you can be alert, awake, responsive to everything in life. You can be happy and fulfilled. You can feel wonderful. But when you don't pay attention, or when you think it's beyond you, which thought comes to your mind now and then you give up. And when you give up, your concentration is gone. When, all right, let's use this as an illustration for you. When the kids are involved, the grandchildren, you're aware of what they're doing. Your mind is on them all the time. You care about them. Is that correct? Yeah. And you do not drift in your thought when you're dealing with the children. True? So, you can do it. Now, just apply it to other areas of your life. Makes sense? Kannst du das? Ist das richtig? Ist das wichtig? Ist das, was du wünschst zu tun? So, tu es. Now, Sylvia should be speaking these words I'm speaking, but she's not, because she feels that you understand, and she should never do that. She should never feel that you understand anything that I say.
Sylvia, Sylvia sollte das übersetzen, was ich jetzt gesagt habe, aber sie tut das manchmal nicht, weil sie denkt, dass du das verstehst, aber sie sollte das nie denken, dass du es verstehst, sie sollte immer übersetzen.
Sylvia hasn't had the experience that is necessary for this job.
Sylvia hat die Erfahrung nicht, nicht die nötig ist für diese Arbeit.
Ellen didn't either.
Ellen hat die auch nicht gehabt.
And then Ellen would be in my seminars. And I would start telling the seminar about Ellen's sex life.
Und dann würde ich anfangen, den Leuten über Ellen's Sexleben zu sprechen.
And Ellen would have to say what I said.
Und Ellen musste wiederholen, was ich gesagt habe.
Because enough of them spoke English that she couldn't ignore it.
Genug von ihnen konnten Englisch sprechen, und das konnte sie nicht ignorieren.
And that was tough.
Und das war,
she learned to be objective. And this is what Sylvia's going to learn. It's wonderful. Make sense? Yeah? Comment?
Kommentare?
No comment?
Kein Kommentar? A few things I will have to ask her what I didn't understand completely.
I'm sorry.
A few things.
Rosli says. I know, but I can't hear you speak.
Okay. Rosli says that she a few things she has to ask.
Who you?
Me.
Fine.
What she didn't understand.
Good. Okay. Super. Well, then you take Sylvia, and you go in the chapel now, and you ask her the things that you didn't understand while it's fresh in your mind, and Sylvia will explain it to you. Okay. And then you'll be up in time for lunch. Richtig? Now, just a minute, Rosalie. I cannot hear you. Please speak louder. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Oh, this here?
She would like to have the tapes to listen to them later.
I don't think she will understand Sylvia because Sylvia speaks very low.
Ellen sagt, dass du mich nicht verstehen kannst auf den Kassetten, weil ich nicht sehr laut spreche.
You're welcome to have the cassettes.
Du kannst natürlich die Kassetten haben, du bist willkommen, die zu haben.
But when you don't speak up, you can't hear yourself, or you hear us.
Wenn du nicht laut sprichst, dann kannst du dich selbst nicht hören und kannst uns nicht hören.
Okay. But hey, don't give up.
Gib nicht auf.
We've worked with each other for years, you know.
Wir haben miteinander seit Jahren miteinander.
And I've been after you ever since to speak up.
Und ich habe dir immer gesagt, laut zu sprechen.
Okay. So it is.
So
have a good one.